Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
All right, we're back here at Gamertag Radio. And look, during Summer Game Fest, there was, you know, lots of trailers, lots of announcements. There was this one that stood out to me because, you know, I love horror games. And that was the game called Ill. And I have here the people that also worked on the game. We're going to have a conversation, everything about it. So can you guys please introduce yourself? Let's start with Max. Max, you wanna tell us what is it that you do? And yeah, let's go from there.
Yeah, well, I do many, many things, but you can call me Maxim Rekin. I am a creative and the game director of Ill, Team Cloud.
All right, and we also have Igor here. Igor, what are you going to tell us? So what is it you do?
I am a lead brand manager at the Monfish team, and very nice to meet you today, by the way. And also, there is one small remark regarding the Summer Game Fest, because we were actually last year at Summer Game Fest. And this year, this year we were part of this Sony PlayStation State of Play showcase.
Oh, that's what it was. Yes. Sorry. That whole week.
Yeah, it's like merged into one long thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I see it as like it's part of the whole summer thing, you know, because, you know, so
definitely,
it's all good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember seeing it last year. So let's start from there. Like, how, you know, you guys announced this the game last year. How much has this changed from last year to now? The games and everything from there.
Well, we've been working on this game for many years from now on. We started in 2021. That's where we posted our first conceptual trailers. From that period of time, the game changed quite a bit in terms of the scale and the concept a bit. But from the last year, nothing really changed. But people, with this year's trailer, people could see now that there is like a story element, the different characters. So we introduced that part of the game, not only, you know, shooting monsters, killing them.
My other question is how this project came about, like the ideas and everything.
Yeah, once upon a time, there was a day when we wrote to each other, like we are four friends, we know each other for many years. And at some point, we decided to make something our own and make the game that we want to play ourselves. So Ill was actually, at first it was this sentence, let's make a bloody horror shooter. That's it. With physics. Yeah. That was the first things that how Ill started. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we just basically wanted to make a game that would be consist of everything we like. We like horror shooters and we like dismemberment and physics in the games.
Yeah. Well, were there any inspirations on, you know, from like past games that helped you guys to come up with ideas or come up with something new for this project?
Mm-hmm. By that time, Resident Evil 7 came out. That was a huge inspiration on us at the beginning stages. But then we started to think like what Ill is and how different it's going to be. And yeah, but inspiration, we're driving in from many sources. Like gameplay wise, the games, the Resident Evil series are really alike. Ill, Dead Space 2, for example, as well. Silent Hill series, in terms of like just dark atmosphere and how it feels. But also Half-Life 2, in terms of just the physics, the interactivity of the gameplay, we like that a lot. But also Half-Life 2 is a good reference of how the story is structured. Yeah. But also we take inspiration from old movies, and Ill was something like, let's take The Thing by John Carpenter and mix it with, for example, Half-Life 2 type of action.
Yeah, and how this collaboration with the both teams came about, like I know you mentioned it briefly that you guys were friends and talked and everything, but who was the one like, hey, I think we should do this, you know? And who was the one that actually came up with the idea of Ill? Was it both teams, was it somebody else, or what?
We didn't connect with Manfish Powerhouse in that early stages of the first years of development. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was idea was behind our four founders.
Your four founders, okay, yeah. Awesome. And so now, once you came up to the other team to talk about it, what is it that they worked on the project besides you guys?
Manfish Powerhouse help us with a lot of things. First of all, they are like an elder brother for us. They know a lot of things. They went through all the mistakes and which they can share us, and we can avoid them knowing their path. Also, they have experience in making a first-person shooter. They give us a lot of feedback on how to avoid things that are not necessary. And also, we are co-developing sometimes. We are sharing resources, and they help us a lot in this case. But also, their knowledge in how to build a team, a big team of guys who need to work in Unity. Manfish help us with this a lot.
Let's talk about a little bit about the story of the game and also how this name came about, Ill.
Well, it was just easy process, you know. There was a spreadsheet of different names that are really short, which yeah. we like, and mm-hmm. just kind of horror related. Ill was something that spotted our like attention, and we decided to name the game first, then the story. So there was a long time when we didn't have like a story and we didn't know what exactly happening. It was just a bunch of different concepts and ideas. But then, yeah, we started to develop the story when the Manfish Powerhouse was attached to our team. That's when we started the real production, as well as the story started to like shaping into a real form. If you talk about the story itself, it's a story about the protagonist, the main protagonist. His name is Alex, and he's personally connected with everything what is happening. But at the same time, we start the game. He doesn't know anything about what's going on. He finds himself out of the coma on this facility that he doesn't really know what it is, but following the journey, he understands that he's not a random guy in this story, and he's gonna have a personal interest to move forward, not just a sheer like finding the exit.
Mm-hmm. I guess you can also say that at the moment, the name Ill actually is not random at all. It has a direct connection to the particular events of the game. Mm-hmm. So
it was random at first, but then we found a really cool way how purpose. To deeply, tie everything with the plot itself.
Yeah, and as you know, the plot is actually very... resolves around the mysterious entity that captured the big research fort, our main place of action. And this mysterious entity spawned aberrations. This is how guys call the monsters in the game. The name Ill will have a direct connection to all of this.
Yeah, it's good to know. And I know Max mentioned this, when was it that you guys noticed, wait a minute, I think we should make that change. How long you guys were the process of working on the game once you figure it out?
You talk about what kind of change?
The change that you mentioned that at first you guys didn't have no name, no story, and so on. And then you figured out wait, I think this is the right time to add this.
Well,
into the game.
It had to be done because the game without the story wouldn't be possible in the form of when we started to spread the scale of this game, you know. At first. It was was more about the horror concept, American village possessed by something, and then there wasn't much of the story. But then the Manfish Powerhouse joined, and we decided that it has to be a scale of story with different characters, different locations, a lot of variety in locations. So mm-hmm. that's when we decided that, yeah, we need a story.
What you could tell us about the enemy's behavior in this game? How it's going to be different than other games that we played in the past, like mm-hmm. similar to this for Heart?
Yeah, some people call our enemies like zombies, but zombies is actually the road we don't want to take and avoid it in all means, because we want to enemies to be more like a bad copies of the human, in a way bad that they are like kind of a bit maniac and they are random in their heads. So that allows us to create a lot of interesting situations where enemies show themselves and doing some weird stuff, like they're doing human stuff but weird in a way, you know, and that's really interesting to witness in the game.
Yeah, because sometimes those type of enemies are not smart at all. Do you feel like this, it looks from the trailer like the enemies as in this game seems a lot smarter than typical, those type of, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I just need to say that we don't really commit into, you know, this is going to be the smartest AI of enemies ever. It's more about making a feeling that they're kind of having their own mind and they using their mind to create a different situations. So we have this tool that allows us to direct moments within the combat system. We call it a horror show tool. Basically, what it allows us to introduce each enemy into different situations. You enter the room, the enemy might be in the room already, sitting on the stool, for example, and not doing anything, not attacking person, a character. Then the enemy might be hiding in a closet. Then you open the door, the enemy attacks you. Or you go to the along the corridor, enemy falls down. So a lot of situations that kind of creates this randomness of their behavior that is also connected with the combat system. It can happen within the combat situation as well.
I know you guys have worked on other games in the past. What makes this game different for you two, different than the other projects that you guys have worked on?
For me personally, it's just it's my project and the project that I can do things that I think is necessary to be done gameplay wise and also the horror wise. The ideas that I myself and the founders collected throughout the years, we were always been a huge fans of horrors, but working on the someone else's game, it's like you need to deliver a cool idea, but it's their idea. But working on our game allows us to be free and do whatever we want. So that's the main achievement of like my personal life at the moment in my career.
What about you, Igor?
Yeah, for us at Monkfish Team, it's much more simpler because we were actually fans of the guys much before we actually started our partnership. We were fans of their artworks, of their movie contributions, etc. So, like, it was a creative match. It was like a respect from our team to theirs. So we, like, much before the partnership itself, we were always interested in their works and what they can achieve and which and how ill game will eventually shape itself at the end. So, like, it was a no-brainer for us.
Yeah. For both of you guys, what was, like, do you think was the most difficult part on working on a project like this? Is it the story? Is it the design? Is it what, you know, for someone that plays these type of games, you know, I would love to hear more, like, the behind the scenes. Like, which one do you think was, like, the hardest part for you guys?
Max, the floor is yours.
Yeah, for Igor it's a bit simpler because for me, like, everything is so complicated developing a game, you know. It's and it's the first experience doing such a big project. I think the most difficult thing it is actually having a team and making this team do things that you imagine in your head and you are trying to give your vision into the team, and that's the biggest part, I think. The team, like, we have like around 70 people working full time at the moment. So everyone in this system needs to work same way. Only that way you can deliver what you actually plan to do. This is tremendously hard. It's always tries to lean for into different directions. Some people understand differently, and yeah, that's the toughest part. Along with everything else, man, this is hell on earth always. It's super hard to make games, but actually it's fun. It gives you opportunity to actually experience something, you know, the transformation of yourself in a way.
Yeah. Igor, you want to say anything else or move on?
Yeah, I guess we can move on because it's like, again, it's Max and Team Cloud's project and we're just here to help, to show our shoulder, but all the burden are on their shoulders.
Yeah. So my other question, though, as a person that loves horror games, like how do you know is the right time to scare the player? Like, is it the tone that's, you know, is just quiet for a bit and that is the right time to scare? Like how that idea comes about of like, you know, trying to scare the player and also to make it that makes sense for the experience and also for the story. Because I sometimes I feel like, damn, how the hell these developers come up with these ideas? Because it could get a little bit difficult, you know, behind the scenes on that.
Mm-hmm. Coming up with different ideas is not really a struggle for us in terms of like, you know, we have a lot of cool ideas that we want to put in the game. But once you are in the game, it's super tricky to make the idea work in the gameplay because all the players are different. They play a different style. They have different approach. They can, some people are just run through the game. Mm-hmm. And this way you need to create a real, you know, to direct a player to experience the game the way you planned the player to experience it. And yeah, it's a tough topic, but actually we do it quite classically. So there is like a suspense build up before something big is happening. But in that regard, we took a way of, you know, we are trying to put a lot of things into that. We are not really relying on just creating a dreadful atmosphere and a long preparation moments. We just throw everything into players and we love to for the audience to have a lot of moments that they can remember.
Yeah, so this is a cool question for me. So, you know, I remember playing my first horror game, and that was Resident Evil 2, I believe, on PlayStation 1. And I remember playing that, and I went back to Resident Evil 1, like, and it was super scary at that time and everything, right? Do you remember what was your first horror game for you? First horror game that you ever played?
Silent Hill 1. It was my first horror game that I remembered. I remember playing it as a kid. I was so proud that I actually was able to solve this game.
Yes.
And, you know, we had a different kind of problem in our region because the game was translated and it was super tough to with translation to solve the puzzles that were meant to be like translated really in a good way, but we had the like bad translation. It was a fun story, but I was super proud of myself to be able to finish this game by that time. And actually this game taught me to how horror works in terms of like it's just nothing can be happening on the screen, but just the sound design, the visuals kind of created you this feeling of dread, and being there is kind of uncomfortable in Silent Hill. But yeah, and then I became a huge fan of Silent Hill series. The first four iterations where Team Silent were making. Jesus, I'm still a huge fan of these games, and I actually started my career drawing monsters from Silent Hill 2 game. Oh. And, yeah,
that's cool. That's cool. Igor, what was your first horror game that you played back in the days as a young fella?
Oh, it's I guess it would be Resident Evil 2 for me as well.
Oh, yeah? Awesome.
Yeah. It was
so you never played one. You played two first and then you went back?
Yes. Yeah. I skipped one, but my friend was a big fan of Resident Evil series, so he like pushed me to try this one.
Yeah. I remember walking that little hallway, the dog that comes out from the
from the window. I wanted to mention that. Resident Evil 1 was my first Resident Evil. And when the dog came out from the window, I never played Resident Evil 1 ever again.
Oh, that was was the guy came up.
Yeah.
You know, I know. You guys had the game and State of Play and so on. The announcement there, right? Is there gonna be any cool, unique features using the controller, like with like the sound or anything that we can experience that we can't experience anywhere else?
For the moment, we don't have this kind of plans because for now, right now, as a small team, we are only focusing on delivering the main experience.
Yeah.
But then there's some bonuses that might happen when we approach the time of release. Maybe we're going to experiment with something like this.
Okay, cool.
But the basic functions like of the DualSense controller on the PlayStation 5, for example, of course, we will utilize them in one way or another.
Okay, that's good. That's good. And what's the official release date for this game?
For now, it's just a window of 2027. We are not committed to the date itself, but like we are working hard on 4-7.
Well, yeah, two things about that. Good, take your time, polish the game as much as you can. And I'm glad it's not coming up in the chaotic end of the year releases. There's too many games in there.
Indeed, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What like, you know, for me, I remember, you know, playing games, you know, close to like October for Halloween. But it's okay for me to play games any other day, like that comes out either early in the year or so on. When do you think is, you know, it's not announcing the day or anything like, but when do you think is like the right time for the player to experience this type of game? Do you think it's more of like any time of the year? Is it like the theme of a Halloween? What is it that you guys feel like it?
Something just like that. Based on the, I think it's like I'm basing it on the look from my window. If I'm seeing snow and it getting dark early, I think that's the perfect time to play ill, because like you are not like when I see sun, I go and I want to walk on the street more and enjoy nature. But then and also like in ill, winter time, a lot of snow there, the openness of the facility, and kind of connected with the weather outside.
You know what? That's a pretty good one, yeah, too, because you want to keep it like the same theme and so on, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, my other question I was going to ask you guys is the sound, because, like, to me, sound is something that's important to me, because that makes it feel like you're part of the experience. So, what is it that, do you feel like as a game developer, it's important about sound of like to get scared, to feel like they're part of the game? What is it? Is it more of like the music? Is it the sound effects? Is it what is it for the casual the gamers out there?
Yeah, I think it's the most important one is to mix the sound in the way that each sound, you can hear it clearly and it kind of pops up as a screamer in a way, you know, it's putting emphasis on that. It's a really like tough job of mixing things because in the game there are a lot of sounds, atmospherics, the sounds that monsters made. Okay. So once you balanced it well, it's gonna work as a horror audition around you. And but also, you know, with sound, we can use a really horrific sounding stuff and surprise people with that, even though like we cannot even show this stuff because it would be too much. But with sound design, you can really go deeper into like really, really scary stuff.
Do you feel like it is important to play this with headphones or with TV speakers?
With headphones, it's always better to play horror because it's there.
Oh, you hear all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
that's cool. So, what you could tell us about the voice actors in this game?
Well, I can tell you that Nika Pastalidis joined us, but actually, it wasn't planned. It's not a marketing trick to have him on board. He's a main actor of Leon Kennedy from Resident Evil. It's actually was a fun story. We just post announced EW like back in the days with first conceptual trailers on YouTube, and the guy just write me on Discord and saying, "Hey, I'm a big fan. If you need any help," I was like, "Holy shit, you are Leon Kennedy from Resident Evil." Of course,
yo, that's what? That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And we just like, yeah, let's work together. And he's still with us. Yeah, we're gonna have more surprises in terms of like a voice acting and who, what talent we bring into the project. Mm-hmm. But this later down the road, we're gonna announce that.
Speaking about that, like how I know he contacted you, but what was it that stood out to him about this game? Like, hey, I want to be part of this project. Like, what was it?
You know? The guy is a huge horror fan, and he is a fan of developers that feel the stuff about horror, you know, and he kind of saw it in us and wanted to support us. He's a great guy. He's a huge horror fan, horror genre fan. He played all Resident Evils. He can tell you everything about it.
Yeah. The other voice actors, did they also hit you up? Or is it something where, let me figure out which is like the right people to be part of this project?
Sometimes people hit you up, sometimes you approach them, but sometimes it's just a fun story around you meeting a person. You are thinking he is like a cool guy in a completely different space, but like you seeing him, hey, he looks like, he sounds like, and maybe looks like as a character in our game, and mm-hmm. Hey, you want to play in our game? And he's like, yeah, let's do it. Oh, it's a lot of fun stories around this kind of stuff.
Let me ask you this, Max. Like, what is it to you that you love to continue to do horror games? What is it about this genre that stand out to you compared to like other type of genres and games to mm-hmm. work on?
The horror has been a part of my life always. Like I love horror, and I just like this medium. I think horror allow you to be serious and not at the same time in a way. You know, you're not you don't need to be pretentious or create something really deeply meaningful. You can start with horror as a something that you can be dark, but also having fun doing it. You know, many of the movie directors, the big movie directors, they started with horror genre, and this is, speaks for itself. It's just, it's a fun genre to play with. And now horror is at its peak in the industry, like a lot mm-hmm. of horror games coming out, a lot of yep. movies, and not only big movies or big games. It's also about smaller projects and just the projects where the author is behind it.
Yeah, you're 100% right. Like I've been seeing, like, and noticing the past couple of years, horror in the film industry has been growing and growing and become even more mainstream more than ever. And I think you guys work on this game and releasing it. You're releasing it at the perfect time, I think, that yep. it's gonna stand out. And I'm glad to see that. And hopefully everything works out for you guys, man. Because the game looks really good.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
Anything else you guys want to say before we wrap it up?
No, good on my side. Maybe Igor have something.
Igor, what was it to you, your favorite part working on this project for you, man?
Well, I guess my favorite part is every aspect of working on this game, because again, I'm a huge horror fan as well. I don't skip any new horror movies, Backrooms, Obsession. Like, it's was super interesting for me all the time. And it's fascinating to see these guys building such an ambitious project like Eel. So I like looking forward to play the game as well as everyone else. And it's super valuable to me to be part of this process because, like, again, I very much appreciate horror genre. And it's like to watch someone create something beautiful. So, yeah.
No, that's good. That's good. Max, how was the feeling, man, just, you know, announcing this game for the first time and seeing the reaction from the gamers online once it was official that it was already out?
I don't know. Like, man, it's a lot of weight on our shoulders, and seeing people react this way on each time we post a new trailer is just, where am I? But we need to like work even harder and harder to get the expectations there. Now, not saying that we're going to be successful in everything, but we are trying, and we are trying to deliver the project that people originally saw in Eel. They're seeing something that differentiate us from other games like Resident Evil or Silent Hill, and I hope that going to keep that way. So Eel going to have its own spot in the world of genre, of horror.
Yeah. No, I wish you guys nothing but luck, and I'm very excited to learn more about the game and play the game once it's officially out, man. So good luck. And make sure, guys, to check out what's like the best website or, you know, for more information about the game. Do you have a URL you can tell us?
I guess the best sources of information of, about the game are the actual product pages that can be found on Steam, on PlayStation Store, on the Microsoft Store.
Yeah. I guess it would be the best. Wishlist, right?
Yes, and also Discord channel, EVIL Discord channel.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. All right, guys, but thank you for being on the show. And good luck.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks a lot. All right, no problem. All right.